West Central Research Education Extension Centers. Randy Sainer is in. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good.
Give me your title again. I didn't get to ask you before we went on.
It's Extension Educator.
Okay. Very good. That's
Livestock
easy.
Livestock Systems, so...
Kind of, yeah. You cover a lot of different bases, and let's talk. We're getting into spring here. We just commented about off air about we got a spring.
Yeah,
we don't always get spring.
No, we haven't had the last few years, but this year is a good spring. We're getting some rain, starting to fill that profile up a little bit. We need to continue to get them because there's nothing down there. It's dry, yeah. So this rain's really helping that.
Yeah, we certainly had, more last week than we had in a lot of almost everything last year.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is kind of crazy.
It is, and if you went and looked at pastures just from a week, I went up and looked. I have one up north, and just in a week, you could tell a lot of grass growth, and things look a lot better. The spring looks better. Now we hope we continue to get rain through the summer and stuff because we're still short. And, you know, our hay supply is still the lowest it was since 2013, which was, after a drought. So, and that's helped corn prices. So corn farmers can be thankful that we don't have a lot of hay because it's helping their basis. So.
Sure. Yeah. Talk with Randy Sainer here. We're getting now into, obviously planting season was pretty heavy before all those rains. And there's still a decent amount that needs to be done. And then obviously we get into heavy work season all summer long. And that means tractor safety.
Yeah. We just had a lady killed by a tractor that didn't have a rollover protection. And so so we're just trying to remind people tractor safety is really important this time of year. And for kids that are 14 and 15 years old, they can come to this course and get a kind of a license type so that the ranchers and farmers can get insurance on them.
Okay.
And so this is going to be held. The 22nd is kind of a safety day where they can come in and practice driving and stuff, and then the 23rd is a test,
okay.
May 23rd, and then they have one in Grand Island also on the 30th, which will be a safety day, and then a following day will be the tractor test, and then we go clear through June 6th. They have one up in Scotts Bluff, Weeping Water, so it's all across the state.
And this is so locally, and that's here in North Platte on Monday, Tuesday?
Yes, and some of our kids are still in school, but they can take the virtual option, which is online for the first day and not come to our safety day. And then the second day after they get out of school, they can come do their driving.
Yeah, that's pretty important. You know, I grew up on a farm and probably around that time I was doing quite a bit of tractor driving. So, farm kids, they usually get started a little bit before everybody else does.
Yeah. You kind of get some experience. And it's good. It's good for them to kind of come and remind them of the things that some of their parents taught them. And if it's like my dad, we were in such a hurry sometimes, we didn't get all those safety things taught.
Yeah, for sure.
and we'll do it here. So we will just remind them. And it's just good for them to have that reminder because those tractors can be very dangerous, especially if they don't have rollover protection.
Yeah, I had a few mistakes when I was a kid learning, but you learn from them. But yeah, tractor safety course would probably have gone a long ways. I think I ran over a riser and I turned into our landsman at one point, and it rose up the tire a little ways, and we broke the hitch off, so I had my fair share of scary moments, and those are a long walk to dad when those things happen. So
yeah, I had a tire actually come off when I was mowing.
Jeez.
I didn't even think about checking. And so I'm telling these kids and they're like, you've had a lot of mistakes. And I said, yeah, I'm hoping you don't do those things. Okay.
Learn from what we did. Yeah. That's right. So that's going down Monday, Tuesday. Get signed up for that for 14 and 15 year olds for tractor safety because there's going to be a lot. And that also goes into the general public as well. There are going to be a lot of tractors on the roads. So make sure you slow down for them.
Yeah, because they can't go as fast as a car and you got to give them some space. And they got to turn sometimes going into a field. So you really need to watch because you don't always, they have blinkers, but you don't always see it right away. So give them room. Give them space. They're busy trying to get corn and crops in. So.
Yeah, and before long, we'll be talking wheat harvest, and so that'll bring in a lot of big rigs and driving up and down the highway, so make sure you be careful about that. Randy Sainer with West Central Research Education Center joining us here. What was the other thing you wanted to talk about?
Just anybody can come to our safety day on the 22nd.
Okay.
So if you want to come, you're welcome to. And it doesn't have to be any age. The only thing you can't drive unless you're 14 or over.
Okay.
You could drive if you're 20. I mean, you can still drive with tractors, but 14 is the limit. So.
Okay.
But that's the big thing. And then they can just go online, and it's go.unl/2023 tractor safety.
Okay. Very
and
good.
That'll get you to the site, and you can sign up, and we'll get you scheduled, because we're scheduling everybody for the second day for the test, because it's only like 2 hours you're there the second day.
What tractor are they test driving?
So we have so far I've heard from John Deere and Titan, so we'll have those two. And then,
are we giving them the new ones, or are we giving them some older ones here?
Actually, they're probably going to get new ones.
I was going to say, I bet they get the nicest ones out on the market.
And sometimes they give me a great big tractor, and sometimes they give me a smaller tractor. I like the small ones when we're testing, so I can jump on if I have to.
Yeah.
But we've, and then also, Kubota got a letter, but I haven't heard back from them. So, but that's another one. North Black Kubota was another one that we asked them if they'd bring a tractor.
Very good. Very good. Well, shout out to them all for helping you out with that, obviously. And yeah, there's a lot of difference between the new and old tractors, from the ones I grew up on and the ones they have now. Man, the safety precautions are probably far greater now, and it's a lot easier to drive them now too.
Yeah, and sometimes finding like where the oil sticks at and everything is a little changed. So it takes me a while. One time, one of the kids is like, "Well, you're having trouble," and I said, "Well, you find it." He couldn't find it either. So, but we had another kid that found it. So, I mean, that's the challenge on some of these newer ones. They've changed a lot of things, and yeah. Even I find I have to think about, you know, getting, you know, there's certain ways you got to put them in gear now,
right,
that I never had. And then everything's electronic, and you have to push little buttons.
It's more buttons.
I never had to do that when I was a kid.
Yeah, back when I was, you know, just push the clutch in and push it forward or backwards, one of the two. That was about it.
That's it.
Had a little throttle, and then you're going. But yeah. it's a lot more buttons now. Every time I go home to run the grain cart every year, I've got to kind of, "Dad, remind me how to run this thing again, because I don't remember this one. This is not what I grew up with," so...
Yeah, same thing with my brother's tractor. I was helping him feed hay one day, and I'm like, "How do I turn the hay the hay auger on?" And he's like, "You know, it's a button, Randy. It's not, you know, used to be we pulled a lever yep. and it turned it on. Yep. But no, they're all buttons." So yeah, it's a whole. So that's why it's good for the kids to try.
And probably good for adults to try, too, just to get a refresher, too.
Some of us that don't do it every day, right?
Right, exactly. Randy Sainer with West Central Research Education Extension Center. Anything else, Randy, you want to talk about?
No, it sounds good. I'm just excited to see the rain and producers with cattle. You know, it looks like we're going to have some grass for them this year. The challenge is going to be if we get rain this summer, because we still may have to go off pastures early if we don't get any rain. But we're going to pray that it stays rain and we get lots of hay.
Yeah. You hope the faucet doesn't shut off. And thankfully it hasn't yet. There's some chances tonight and there's some chances next week. So at least you have those. And for the most part, it's been really just nice rain. I mean, we have not had much for severe stuff, and I mean, knock on wood, but man, it has been some really nice rainfall.
Yeah, nice and soft, and you know, it soaks in well. It is supposed to be a hotter than normal summer this year, if the weather people are right. You know, they can be wrong. So,
hasn't kicked in yet, but I'm afraid once it turns, it's going to turn.
And, yeah.
But that hopefully not, at least not for the next week. It looks like if you could have had a before and an after shot of the pastures over the last week or so, it'd be a great picture, I'm sure.
It would be, because it's amazing how much the grass responded to that rain. I was just when I drove through the week before, and there was not hardly, you know, there's a little bit of green, but not much. Man, last weekend we went up and fenced, and there was grass, and it was 3 or 4 inches.
That's very good. Randy Sainer here with us, West Central Research Education Extension. I don't know if I got all that. The center, WRCREC. Thanks so much for coming in. It's good to talk to you. Have a great tractor safety day next week, all right?
Sounds good. Thank you.